we get these different facets that exist also in different degrees. Just a little later on, in terms of reading through the scripture that are in here, that those earlier parts in subsection 3, descriptions of glory, were helpful in transposing meaning into the scripture passages. So in subsection 7, it says, "The glory of Jehovah appeared in the tent of meeting before all the children of Israel." So I just did a bit of transposing. And so the glory of Jehovah is described as the good of love towards the neighbor. So the good of love towards the neighbor appeared in the tabernacle, which is described as the word or the divine human. So there's a very clear statement that the divine human is the word. So again, it was helpful in unpacking that for me. So we have these nuanced meanings. And I think, you know, often we get an internal historical sense and then it will switch into something that has to do with the spiritual sense or to do with the regeneration of the human mind. And then you'll get a switch into the Lord's glorification. So again, it's emphasizing that these statements are presented here for us, but there's a lot more to them than just can be presented in a single. Otherwise, you know, we would have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of volumes rather than the 30, perhaps. I don't know. But there are these levels and layers